We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
It's Power 5 head coaching money that these assistants in the NFL are now getting. It's crazy. I think from an immediacy standpoint, I think they see a window with the Dolphins where they're where they've already had success and they want to build on it. And maybe they saw flaws in the defense. They thought they could have gone farther this year. Obviously, Tua's injury, you know, notwithstanding. And some of the other injuries on defense. So I think when you have a window of opportunity to be successful in the NFL, you have to take it, right? Like the Seahawks, Legion of Boom, they saw that they had a really good defense. They dumped a lot of money in there. Then, of course, the Russell Wilson thing happens, and they had to pay him or not pay him. That was, you know, that was the balls in the air that they had to juggle. And you see how those windows can close really quickly. So you now have a Dolphins team that's in the playoffs, and you're close. I mean, even with Skylar Thompson, you almost beat the Bills, right? So I think that's maybe the importance of it. You don't want to get beaten out, especially for a guy that it seemed like Mike McDaniel had wanted since before his first year, right? So I think it's just more about seizing the opportunity. Vic Fangio's had very good defenses, obviously, in Denver and other places. And I just think you can't afford, especially with a fan base that hasn't had any winning in a long time, to finally have winning and then just be complacent, right? You could have gone out and just gotten anybody to be defensive coordinator and crossed your fingers that Tua would be healthy enough and you could just lean on that high-powered offense the rest of the way. But credit for them for not. Now, do defensive coordinators deserve this kind of money? We'll find out. I mean, that's a crazy number.
Yeah, Mike, and I was going to say, like, if you take the money out of it, which is hard to do when you're hiring a guy and making the most money of any defense coordinator in the league, but Brian Flores, I remember, and I said it, I don't put it on anybody else, he wasn't bringing in quality assistants. He was just hiring friends. Now you have Mike McDaniel, a younger coach, and we were questioning, you know, his reach in the league, his net. He brought in, you know, I'm asking you, can you give him credit for being able to bring in a veteran, a well-respected defensive coordinator, and doing things that, honestly, Brian Flores couldn't do?
Yeah, so I think the other thing with Brian Flores was the turnover year in and year out with his assistants and coordinators. That happened a lot, so it was probably also hard to convince people to come down here to South Florida. Now, everyone kind of noticed what the problem was with the Dolphins this year, defensively on the road, giving up like 30 points a game. Like, that's an easy, hey, we can target this, we can fix this. And yes, they did clean house a little bit on defense, but they didn't get rid of everybody. So it's not like you're going to have that same issue with Brian Flores where, like, I might be here just a year no matter how well I do, right? So, and I think it's a credit to Mike McDaniel. I mean, since he got here and when we first met him, when you saw him at the anywhere, but like the combine, the radio interviews, everyone seemed to like him. He seemed to have a good rapport, good relationships with people. Talking to players in the locker room, I say they have good relationships with McDaniel and the way he treats people. And so I think that plays a role in it, and as far as him being able to convince people to come down here and convince a guy like Vic Fangio, who really had his pick of any job, right? I mean, he could have gone anywhere. And I think that says a lot about Mike McDaniel's kind of personality, maybe even character, of being able to hold guys here, or not hold guys here, but to draw guys here.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.